This episode of Inside the Architect and Designer Awards is sponsored by Design in Detail. Design in Detail is where creativity finds its home. Representing top vendors, Design in Detail offers a curated collection of furniture, fabric, wall covering, lighting, and more, sold exclusively to the design trade. For more than a decade, Design in Detail has been the premier destination for designers seeking fresh, distinctive pieces and superior service. Visit the showroom in Maplewood and let your creativity flourish, or visit designanddetailstl.com. Kathleen Grimm, welcome to Inside the Architect and Designer Awards mini-series. Congratulations on your award in the category of Best of Outdoor Living.
Thank you very much. I'm very happy to be here.
I'm excited to talk to you about this space because obviously we're getting into those spring and summer months when everyone wants to be outside. Tell me a little bit about this house and the style of the home, where it's located.
It's located in St. Louis County, and the style is kind of a French country with a little bit more of a transitional flair to it and like a sophisticated elegance added in.
And what were the homeowners, your clients, looking for in these outdoor spaces?
Entertaining was an important aspect of the overall design. It's the house included in that. And with the outdoor spaces being very open for entertaining and very defined with different spaces on how we can best utilize that for everyday living, but also for when if there's a graduation party or different things like that going on, that we can utilize that as well.
And so when you talk us through a little bit of the process that you went through with your clients to achieve the desired outcome.
Yeah, so we do interior design for new construction projects. And also with that included is like just general material selection. So some of that's for the interiors, but also helping with materials for the outside, working on like the color of the stucco and getting the stain color for the wood timbers just right. Wow. And just really getting into every detail about the house itself, and then carrying that over into space planning and how we're going to best utilize each space outside, because there's different zones outside. There's the cooking area. There's kind of the outdoor pool house. There's a lounge area. There's a lanai that they use for dining. And really working with them on how they would like to use the space and then how we can best incorporate what the design we got from the architect, who was Robert Schroetner on our team. Mm-hmm. And working with what we kind of inherited with the design itself to then best utilize that with the materials and furniture and things like that to best execute it.
And when you were thinking about furniture and materials selection, what are some of the items that stood out to you?
Wanting to incorporate some texture was a part that was important because I think because the spaces were so grand, wanting to give it still some sophistication, but a touch of more of a casual, approachable vibe too. Mm-hmm. So we have some like wicker pieces that are kind of oversized, but they really just feel like you want to sit in them. And then mixing in some like rope and wood with the dining chairs on the lanai area and just kind of repeating some elements that we have in the materials of the house itself. So we have some like metal table with the wood and the rope chairs around it really then kind of mimics like, okay, well, it's the same color as like the windows. And then it's pulling in some of the color scheme to keep it cohesive with the house itself. But keeping that comfortable, cozy vibe as well to make it feel approachable and livable.
What I love about these outdoor spaces is that they lead into the interiors as well, right? There are doors that open mm-hmm. to the outside and mm-hmm. the inside. Obviously, that was intentional. Was that something that the homeowners requested?
Yes. They specifically requested that, and they kind of grew in the process. I think they actually became larger and now completely, like, retract and could completely disappear. Oh, nice. So then it really makes that outdoor space can kind of be, it can be all one space if they'd like it to. And then even when it's closed off, the retractable doors, they are so large that it's basically a glass wall. And so the outdoor space is almost always present when you're in the interior spaces.
I love that. I love that. What was one of the main challenges for you as a designer? Obviously, this is a very large space. Was there a time when, was there something in particular that, you know, was a challenge to you?
There were a few challenges. I think just in like the overall grand scale of it all and making sure it all, each space is defined, even if we're inside in like the hearth room or the great room, which both have the retractable doors leading to the outdoor spaces, they're their own identity. You're going to use that space a little bit differently. The hearth room is going to be used differently than the great room. Mm-hmm. But because there's so much interconnection between the spaces, they still need to feel like they belong in the same house and that there's some cohesion. So just kind of keeping that scale of the overall project and all the things to keep in mind was a challenge. But this also was a project that was still very much affected by COVID and timelines and delays, you know, ordering a table and the outdoor table in particular, being like ordering that and getting one lead time and then, you know, just the surprise emails of actually you're going to have to wait 3 more months for that to show up. And so that was definitely a big challenge to work through as well.
And for such, the ceiling heights are very high, tall ceilings. What recommendations do you have on the design end for homeowners who have spaces like that?
I have a few things. One thing is I feel like it's important to think of the ceiling as part of the design and that it is an opportunity to be yet another wall that gets kind of a special attention. So like, for example, in their great room, there is kind of like an inverse box beam detail where we have drywall boxes and then there is wood paneling in between them and it adds some warmth to it. It's repeating a material that we have throughout the house and it's kind of a similar color palette to the wood ceilings that are in the outdoor spaces just on the other side of those large doors.
And how about the pool? Were you part of that design?
We had a wonderful pool company that was involved. They used Oasis Pools for the design of it, but we did have some sort of team meetings where we talked about benefits of different tile and different material selections to incorporate in the design and work together on that.
And I love the double waterfall. Mm-hmm. What a beautiful detail. I'm sure the owners just love to spend time in the pool.
Yes.
With that. Yeah.
Yes, it's fantastic. And it is the one of the things that you don't necessarily think about when you're doing a design. You think about the aesthetics and what it looks like, but what's so wonderful about that water feature is the sound that it adds to the space. Yeah. And it's just, it really adds an element of tranquility and relaxation. And then it also helps because it is in a suburb. Like, they have a great lot. It's very private. And the way we kind of inherited a wonderful setup where it could kind of be incorporated into the hill and every, so that there was some like extra privacy created from that. But they are still in a neighborhood. And so the extra element of the water feature having the sound helps create a little more sense of privacy and seclusion and really just benefits that overall sense of relaxation and an escape.
And the pool house is yet another structure on the property. How is that particular space used?
That space has a bathroom and a shower and kind of like a changing area inside. And then the overhang on it is another seating area that services the pool.
And what are some of your favorite outdoor living materials to work with?
I really like the idea of using things that you just would find in nature. So natural materials, we have different woods and different stones, and it's just really nice to use something that you would find outdoors.
Right.
Again, outdoors. So there's a lot of like natural stone and just repeating some of the things that are on the vertical elements of the house in other ways on the outdoor spaces.
And tell me a little bit about what you're working on right now that has you really inspired.
I really love working in new construction. I really like doing, there's so many details to be involved, but I like being involved in all of them. And I like having just getting to play in that sandbox with clients and really testing out new ideas and seeing how we can kind of push some comfort zones to try something a little outside the box. Mm-hmm. And so have several new construction homes going up right now. And it's really just great. The new construction process is such a time consuming one. Yes. Where you really are working with clients for usually at least 2 years. So by the end, you really have developed a good connection with each other. And it's really just kind of a beautiful process to be trying to help make somebody's this new shiny house feel like a home and add character and personality and some element of history to it in some way.
Well, you've certainly done that in this particular project. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Can you tell us a little bit about the elements that you like to use in your designs to create a comfortable, inviting space for guests?
One of the things I like to do is to think about lighting. Mm. So like, for example, in this particular home, there is an area that is a two-story area, which is like monumental in scale, and wanting to service that architectural element and do it justice, but also have it feel like you can be in it and not feel like you're in this giant space. So one of the ways we did that was adding lanterns down low. So there's lighting in the ceiling that's like providing functional lighting, mm-hmm. but then the lanterns add a sense of coziness and ambiance and just layered lighting. And then when you factor in there's extra lighting elements in the landscaping, the pool lights up at night, it's like a completely different environment even in the evening. And then another way we worked on that was to make sure each area outside had its own distinct identity. So where they thought they were going to eat, that outdoor, the two-story area is the closest to the actual kitchen in the house.
Right.
And then it's also close to the grill area. So that way we kind of made that zone make sense. But then where there is a turret ceiling, and that's also where the outdoor fireplace is, that's a cozy seating area where they're seating like on all four sides. And then when you're in it, you just feel like you're in this nice secluded cozy area with the fireplace, and there's a chandelier in there as well. And then it just really adds a layered level of connection and coziness.
And you mentioned the landscaping. What role did you play in the landscaping itself?
In the landscaping, it was largely with the landscape designer, but there were elements of how it played with the design itself that just worked out so well. And the client in particular like really loves hydrangeas. So there's a lot of hydrangea trees that have been incorporated into it. And so then like when we were working on the house, we were then incorporating like hydrangea arrangements inside the house to kind of repeat that element.
And one of the questions that I'm asking all of our guests is to give us a little bit of their advice for aspiring designers who are thinking about considering entering the Architect and Designer Awards competition this year. What would you say to them?
I would encourage them to do it. It's a wonderful experience, and it's really a nice opportunity to celebrate each other's work and see what everybody else is doing and really just create a nice community of design excellence, really, and to just take some pride in what they've been doing and put it out there for people to see.
Well, thank you so much, Kathleen. I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
Inside the Architect and Designer Awards, sponsored by Design and Detail. Visit designanddetailstl.com.